High school hockey tonight here on WOGO. First of doubleheader, the matinee for the doubleheader on WOGO with Max Basketball to follow. Chippewa Falls, Menominee at 9-6 overall, 3-3 in conference, and Eau Claire area at 6-11-1 overall. They are 2-3-1 in conference. Pleasure to have you along. My name is Greg Stewart, here with Michaela Hogan, the Player of the Year twice in the BRC and Hall of Famer for Chippewa Falls. And CFM hoping to bounce back from a 3-0 shutout at USM over the weekend. Hockey season, Michaela, gets kind of long, I would imagine, this time of the year.
Yeah, it gets especially long when your season is so back-ended like they're going to see, too, with those makeups coming here in the next couple weeks. I feel like last week they played or had scheduled something like 4 games in 6 days.
Yeah.
That just wears on
They're
you.
They're not going to actually be able to make up all their games. It's just running out of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And who knows, I mean, what the weather's got in store for us even from here on out.
That's right. Winter. Oh, my gosh. Mother Nature does some crazy things, right?
And I think maybe we're a little easy on the snow days this year.
Yeah. That's for sure. Got to make up at least a week so far. Here we go. It is Steinmetz against Kennedy Grulke, and this is going to be brushed into the CFM zone. Quickly getting back defensively is Frenette, and she leads the team up the ice. Here's a lead pass now for Paige Steinmetz, and Steino trying to carry this one into the left wing corner in the Eau Claire Stars side of the rink, and it's brushed in right there by Sterling. Sterling and Sloop out there defensively right now. And this one is going to be kicked up at neutral ice. Gets past Sterling, but some backside help right there by Addie Frenette, who stays on before this D-pair change is complete. Long stretch pass for Emma Lynn, and she'll loft one into the zone right in back of the goaltender, the freshman Pritzel. Still inside the Eau Claire zone. Here's a one-timer thumped into the corner by Pritzel in the Eau Claire Stars defensive zone. Carried back into the corner by Maya Post, who had a goal in our last radio game against Hudson. Here's Eau Claire. They work it to the wing on the near side. A pinch right there defensively for Addie Sloop. And now and this one gets to the blue line, pops out, and CFM has to touch up. Going to be carried into the right wing corner by Nora Berg defensively for Eau Claire. And it comes over the blue stripe. Chippewa Falls, Menominee gets on sides. Here, top of the slot, turning and trying to wrist shot is Lysis. That one drifts a little wide of the net. Karam's off the inboards and still inside the zone. Nice keep right there.
Oh, good look.
And it goes in on the right side. Pritzel did not get over in time, and a quick score for CFM.
We're 2 minutes into the game, and the majority has already been played in the Eau Claire zone, but that was just great puck movement by CFM. Tessa Lysis with some great patience, letting it develop and hitting that back door.
So number 20 picks up the goal. Time of the goal was 1:52 of the first. And that's her fifth of the season, her 15th point of the campaign. And we'll get the assists. I think Biskin got an assist on that. Addie Biskin got an assist.
It's flipped around. I think it's Biskin
from Lysis. Okay.
Yeah.
6 from 20, we'll call it.
And Biskin again carrying the puck coast
and
to coast here. She's got a little fire.
Yeah, she sure does. She'll drop this one into the left wing corner, trying to get some support. CFM was in the midst of a change. Cycled around, cut off there by the Stars defensively. And this one rifled into the right wing corner. But nice hold here of the zone by CFM. Goes into the right wing corner. Joey Schemenauer with a chance on the narrow angle right along the goal line. And that one's going to be scooped up by Pritzel. And she'll hang on with 14:22 left to go here in the period.
CFM is working some short shifts here. I think they've been averaging just under 30 seconds, but they've been rotating through well enough to keep that forecheck going. They got to keep that rotation up. It's working brilliantly for them.
Paige Steinmetz pushes this one into the right wing corner. A chase for it right down there. And a couple of players for each team on it. It's going to be Joey Schemenauer peels it off the fence. And this one brushed back, cycled back for ECA defensively. For Nora Berg, she'll come up on the fence on the far side, but can't clear, and it bounces off the inboards right and back at Pritzel. Nice forecheck here by CFM. It's at the high slot now, kicked over to the top of the circle, and here comes Eau Claire, finally pumping the puck into the Sabre zone. In the right wing corner is Paige Steinmetz, brushed it up the wall, but right back to Berg. One-timer on net, hit some traffic out in front. And turned up the ice by the Sabres. Here's Kinley Law. Skates into the zone. Lost it for a moment. Picks it back up again. Drops it right in back of Pritzel. Tessa Lysis on the forecheck there. Lysis had it out in front between the circles of the hash marks, but couldn't control, and it bounces out to the center circle. Here is Emmalyn Stevenson on the TO. Moves in. Fires a shot on Pritzel. And that one's swallowed up by the freshman goaltender with 13:09 left to go here in the first period.
Right away here, Eau Claire is playing the body, getting a little physical right off the bat. I think they realize they can't keep up with CFM's speed, so they're just trying to up the physicality aspect to keep them kind of under control.
Nice clean win on the draw back to Lysis. Oh. And given going! She moves in. Tessa with a shot that drifted just over the crossbar. Here's a centering pass. Pritzel turned that one aside. And Eau Claire brings it up on the right wing. It is Eckhoff, drops it in the left wing corner, but they just didn't have any semblance of offense on that one, and it's kicked around inside the zone. Right wing corner, scramble for it right there, put out in front, and where is it? You got a piece of it, and there's a shot on net from the right point by Nora Berg. Pardon me, that's Ava Stowe with a wrist shot. And that got all the way in on Hare. Cassie turned that one into the corner, and here is an icing call against CFM.
Hey, that's a perfect example of Cassie being ready for anything to come her way. A boring first four
right.
minutes here,
yeah.
And then things turned up quickly for her.
Kind of lonely at her end of the ice, but all of a sudden the heat got turned up. Face off to her blocker side, and nice win by Eau Claire. It was Jalea Hayes, who got it right in front of the net and turned aside by Cassie. Right back to the point, though. They keep it there. There's a nice block by Kinley Lau, able to clear the zone. And this one's going to be curled right back in by the Stars. Getting on it is CFM's defense. They moved it up the fence on the near side. And it's going to be pushed out by Paige Steinmetz. ECA gets on sides, but comes right to the tape of Addie Fournette. She'll go cross ice for her defensive partner. That's Kinley Lau, able to put it in the zone, and a wholesale change for CFM. That gets brand-new forwards out there. And last person to come off on that line is Tessa Lysis. So they got some fresh bodies on the ice, keep rotating players, and here comes Ashley Sloop defensively to complete the entire change, both on the forward line and defense. Eau Claire's got it. Along the wall on the far side. Nice keep right there by Sloop. Pumped one in, but that was cut off and sent back out to neutral. They get organized. Stretch pass right there on the far side for Maya Post. He reached for it, couldn't quite control. And the Stars have it right here. They work it to the forward. Now bounced around, ricocheted toward the middle of the ice. But this one's going to be cleared, and we should have an icing call right here against the Stars. 10:51 left to go in the first. Quick goal for CFM by Addie Biskin. By the way, that's her 7th of the year, her 13th point of the season. The assist going to Tessa Lysis.
You know, I talk Addie up every pregame except for today, so I think I just got to get my mouth shut and she buries the puck.
Right. Keep the luck going here. ECA breaking out of their own zone. Here they come right now. It is Kennedy Kruelke on that first line. Carried it in, and and was harassed. So she got inside the left wing circle, and CFM on the breakout. There's a touch pass over to Paige Steinmetz. Got it up the ice, but kicked right back again by ECA. They work it to neutral ice, and this one's going to be hammered in right there by Kinley Lau. Again, quick line changes for Tony Menard here, trying to keep players fresh. Got three periods of hockey, and he feels like I'm sure that he keeps those players fresh. He'll be strong into the third period. Eau Claire defense playing catch in their own zone, trying to open up some space and time, but they threw it right out of the tape of Addie Biskin. Here is Biskin in the corner, fights through one check. Now moves from left to right. She's on the half wall on the near side and is bodied up a little bit, but peeled off the fence. Biskin's got it, needs some help. Biskin swept that one in wide of the net to the right side of Pritzel, and this one's going to carry him out of the zone, and CFM has to get on sides. Long pass right here for ECA to Jillian Stevenson. She had no support, so she just tossed it in, but that opens up a CFM breakout right here. It's at their end of the ice. In fact, Addie Frenette was going to come off, and then the puck came right on her tape, so she's going to stay out there right now as they throw a fresh set of forwards on the ice for the Sabres. Here they are. The near wall is Maya Post. Looking ahead to Furstenberg, but couldn't thread the needle to get the puck to her, and this is going to come back for Addie Frenette. She turned, fired a pass. It was blocked, and Frenette's going to pick it back up again. Go on the near side for Maya Post. She turns, looks up the ice, and she finds Kinley Lau just inside the zone. Now on the forecheck is Maya Post. Post with a shot, but turned aside out in front of Pritzel. And a long pass is going to be icing here for Eau Claire. 8:34 left to go in the first.
There's a little bit of panic from CFM when they have the puck specifically on those boards in their breakout. I think they assume that that D's coming after him, but they really have a little more time than
yep.
they think. And
yep.
they've been throwing the puck right to the middle where the ECA center is ready and wait. So a little more patience there. Get your eyes up and find that cross-ice pass or go up the boards rather than just rush that one to the center.
8:34 left to go. First period of clean win, but the Sabres struggling to keep it in the zone, and now it pops out. And here comes Eau Claire across the line. Is Ava Hibbard, but she only got a few feet in. It was rejected. And this one is going to be siphoned right back in the right wing corner for Eau Claire. Now a scrum in the left wing corner in the CFM zone. Cycled around. Addie Biskin right there, but she couldn't reach it in time. And it's going to pop to Marty Sterling. Sterling got it over to her right for Tessa Lysis. And then they'll just go to the left wing corner. CFM struggling to get it out. Finally, it slides across the blue stripe. And Eau Claire gathers it in right along the center right line. 7:39 and counting left to go here in the first. A 1-0 lead early on in the period. A minute 52 into the first period. Got that goal from Addie Biskin. And that's been it so far. Here is Biskin right now reaching for it. Biskin trying to get around the defenseman, Nora Berg, but Berg kind of sheltered the puck, didn't let her get to the rock on her tape. Here comes CFM again. Paige Steinmetz with some juice. Steinmetz moves in, tries a backhand, and nearly beat Pritzel. Still loose out in front. It's going to come to Frenette at the point. Oh, she threaded the needle on that one. Got to Pritzel, but somehow she got some pad on that. And it ricochets right in back of her and picked up by Eau Claire, and they're able to carry it out. Nice little flurry, although they didn't score on it for CFM. On the back check is Paige Steinmetz. Good job right there. Banks it off the wall to Kinley Lau. Lau coming in, had Riley Biskin heading down the slot, but couldn't get the puck to her. And it's dropped back in the zone by Eau Claire. 6:26 left to go. Here is CFM, cuts it through neutral ice. Tessa Lysis gets down into the corner, drags the puck over behind the goaltender, and Eau Claire's got it right here. They'll carry it down the slot, and here comes Ava Hibbard. Hibbard surrounded by Sabres players. had no chance to get it to the hole, and it's going to pop back out. Here's a turnover for Biskin. Addie Biskin's got it. Side of the circle. Then she lost her footing, dropped down, gets some help behind her to hold the zone right now, but Eau Claire's got it right here. It's going to be dragged around the cage by Addie Grulke, but cut off in the corner, and CFM's got it right here. This is Lysis. Lysis in the corner, battling with Grulke. Banked off the wall, and a nice backhand keep right there for Marley Sterling, but put it on the tape of the Eau Claire player, and it's cleared all the way down. 5:27 left to go here in the first. So what are you seeing so far?
I know I'm not seeing CFM get in there and get their nose dirty and win those battles like I think they came out and did last week and in the games prior. Today they seem a little more hesitant to attack the puck and honestly a little less confident with the puck, which is a completely different thing than we saw a week ago.
Yeah, absolutely. 5:27 left to go. First period, 1-0 CFM. Marley Sterling about 6 feet in, side the blue line, holds the zone, and here comes CFM wheeling and dealing as Paig Steinmetz, and she let loose with a cannon right there, top of the circle that's smothered by Pritzel. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. The drop inside the Eau Claire zone. This one rifled around from left to right. It's going to come high in the zone. A scramble for it right there. Three players apiece. Who's going to push it in a little deeper or carry it out? This is Kinley Lau. Got to the puck. Coughed it up, and Eau Claire's got it right here. They'll go cross ice. Deep pass. That one intended for Kohler. No icing call right there. That Kohler centered it up, but nice blockout right there in front of the cage. And here is Emma Lynn to carry it up the ice the other direction. Emma Lynn cutting through the D, trying to catch up to the puck, lost it for a moment, had it going to the net. Emma Lynn just about got to it. She still hangs on to it.
Nice.
Here's a centering pass. Quick one-timer by Furstenberg. Came off the mitt of Pritzel. Back to the point, and a one-timer again. And that one she didn't let loose of. She got it in her glove and hang it with the save right there. And the shot by CFM, that's Riley Biskin.
Yeah, Rayanne's little attempted one-timer. I've been on the ice with her enough to know that you don't want to be in front of that. Quick trigger, and she shoots it hard, and she shoots it high, and Pritzel almost got the worst of it.
4:21 left to go. First period, 1-0 for CFM. It's on the half boards in the Eau Claire zone. Addie Fernette hanging on to the puck and banks this one off the wall. Now the forecheck in the left wing corner for CFM is Furstenberg. A centering pass right there, went through traffic. Got into the right wing corner. And Fournette's going to jump into the play. Fournette with a shot. That one just went wide. She was trying to beat the goaltender right side low and nearly did it. Missed it by just a few inches. And this one's going to be cleared all the way down by the Stars. And there is an icing call.
A lot of the same good pressure from the defense up at the point, crashing that wing hard. That's the third or fourth time we've already seen the perfectly timed pinch to keep the puck in the zone. And for the most part, our CFM defensemen are coming out with the puck and able to get a scoring opportunity out of it.
Yeah, the D, how do you feel the D are playing here tonight?
They look great. The forwards look a little lethargic, but I think the D are playing really
kind
nicely.
Kind of thinking the same thing. This one hops over the stick. Riley Biskin, but got some off-wing support right there. And finally got the puck right back into the Eau Claire zone. It's in the right wing corner. And the scrum down there and peeled off the wall by Eau Claire's defense. Here's Noah Berg. Nora threw it around the wall. This one's going to pop out to the center circle. On the back check is Kinley Lau. Lau trying to split the D. Had it brushed off her stick. On the fence, and it's going to come back to the point. Here is Fournette, loads one up through traffic, and that one kicked right onto the backhand of Schemenauer, but she couldn't control it. Here is Page. Page moves in, beats one player. Page circles around behind the goaltender. Now goes to the right point. Riley Biskin hands it right back to Page, and this one brushed off her stick. And icing's going to be waved off as it slowly rolls back into the CFM zone. Burnett got on her horse and got back there. Eau Claire on the forecheck, trying to keep it pinned in deep with 2:25 left to go in the period in the left wing corner. Here is Kennedy Kruke, cycles from left to right. On the wall, the Dasher on the far side. Going to be picked up now by Stanek. Stanek turned, walked toward the hole, and then had it poke checked off her stick. And this one's going to float back out to neutral ice as both teams start to change it up here on the fly. Full set of forwards. New forwards on the ice for CFM. Back in the Sabre zone, and it's going to be pulled out the fence and cleared all the way across ice to the Eau Claire end of the ice. This one tapped into the CFM zone. It's going to go wide of the cage. Her is just going to let it be picked up by her D. Now Eau Claire, a centering pass. That one knocked aside. Nice play right there by Addie Biskin to keep it out away from the front of the net. This one kicked around, deflects over on the right wing side of the CFM zone and cleared out to neutral ice. 1:20 left to go. Picked up right in the center circle by Marley Sterling. And this is going to pop over the glass and up and out of play with 1:10 left to go in the period.
They might want to stop the clock.
Yeah, they might want to do that. Still rolling here.
We'd be more helpful if we were at home in the box. We could let them know, but can't really
too far away right here. Well, it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without for so long. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Back to action with under a minute to play here in the first period. CFM up by one. Puck high in the Eau Claire zone, and it floats to the blue line, but good stop right there by Addison Furnett. Tried to dangle off to her left, lost it, but it went right to Kinley Lau, who pumps one in on net, and Pritzen will hang on to that with 35 and a half seconds left to go here in the first.
Yeah, after kind of an exciting first 4 minutes or so, it's really evened out here, the play.
It sure has.
Still spending a little more time probably in the CFM offensive zone, but the actual opportunities to score have really dwindled.
Yeah, as quickly as we scored in that first period, I thought we'd be up maybe by 3 or 4 goals by now.
I mean, we're sure hoping.
Yeah, well, we've got a long time to go here, and we have some good pressure most of the time in the Eau Claire zone. This one is going to float back to the Sabres end of the ice. They clear off the stick, Addie Biskin, and it's dropped into the right wing corner by Eau Claire with time running out. We're under 10 seconds to play here in the first. Pitched against the wall, and that should just about do it as it floats back to neutral ice with a half a second left to go. And CFM will go to the locker room with a 1-0 lead. Seems like a long time ago that goal was scored, a minute 52 into the first.
Yeah, it really felt like it was going to give a different tempo to this first period, but they came out, you know, pretty hard, scored that goal, and I feel kind of came back onto their haunches a little bit, and CFM cooled off.
All right, so it's 1-0 as we head to period two here. CFM up on the goal by Addie Biskin at 1:52. Of the period. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. You can visit cbosm.com/wogo. cbosm.com/WOGO. Well, Michaela and I will be back. We'll talk about this first period in the first intermission ahead here on WOGO. It's 1-0 CFM up on the Eau Claire Stars. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Well, we have a broadcast doubleheader tonight here on WOGO. This is the first of two games. It's girls hockey to begin the evening. Eau Claire Stars hosting CFM, the Sabres. And later tonight, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney will have the call as McDonald Max Boys Buckets hosts Whitehall in Chippewa Falls. And this is actually, Michaela, a doubleheader here tonight because the girls' game precedes a boys' Eau Claire North Menominee game later tonight.
Yeah, all the action.
Yeah.
All the activity.
You bet. Keep the building heated up. Body heat, I guess, huh? But North and Memorial boys players have been here for a while, so they're looking on. And the girls' JV game, I guess, is going to follow in the other rink tonight.
Yep, they'll go play on the other rink just following this. They tend to play most of their JV games after the varsity game as their third and fourth liners have to go play.
Yep.
So kind of do it the opposite of boys' programs.
Sure. Well, as we wait for the second period, let's talk hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So what do you think? We talk about kind of the tendency of CFM's offense to be a little lackluster here, a little timid so far tonight. What is it going to take to turn them on?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the spark of another goal or another break. Honestly, this Eau Claire defensive unit is inexperienced and they're pretty slow. And so there's just so much space to be taken. And, the CFM forwards just haven't really been taking the space. We saw Paige Steinmans with a nice run where she recognized the defender she was coming up, wasn't moving very quickly, took her wide and got a great chance. But other than that, we haven't really seen anybody attack.
Yeah, it's she's been the player that stands out that really was going to be in the attack mode.
Yep, yeah, she gets her head up and she's making plays. Everybody else is kind of getting into the blue line and being okay with just getting the puck deep. When they need to get their head up and realize that defenseman is 10, 12 feet off them, they have room. Or that defenseman is flat-footed, I can get around her. And I think really exposing like the lack of speed on the defensive end for Eau Claire is going to be the key here to get more odd man rushes and breaks.
Well, maybe it's going to take an Addie Fournette just jumping in, pinching in at the D, and going for a scoring chance.
Yeah, something like that. Just some good puck movement. The goal they scored was because they cycled the puck around and got the defense twisted up and hit an open player on the back door. So it's just exposing that defensive unit. I don't think there's a lot there, and we just got to attack it more than just kind of stand back and take what they give us. Go take it.
But, the longer Eau Claire hangs in the game, the better chance they have to pull off the upset here.
Yeah, and that's a great point, too, of, the legs on CFM have kind of been a struggle all year. They don't quite have the numbers. They run two centers, and towards the end of that period, you could really see the fatigue in the centers, especially in the defensive zone, where they weren't getting back and helping their defensemen in the corner as much. So every time Eau Claire brought two, we weren't matching with two, and so that's a big reason why they were winning those battles down there. And that's just a sign. You're running two centers. They're offensive-minded. But that might be exposed in a gap that Eau Claire can take advantage of here as the game goes on.
Well, Tony Menard kept the line changes cooking here tonight, very short shifts. And maybe that was the reason. You don't have a lot of bodies out there offensively, and you want to try to keep those lines moving all the time.
Yeah, and when you're playing so many games in such a short time frame, you don't have the chance at practice to bag skate a little bit and get those legs built up. Obviously there's natural endurance that comes with the gameplay, but you don't have those chances at practice to hit them hard and make sure they're up to par. So they could be playing too, that their legs are just a little fatigued and not quite conditioned to where they might have been earlier this year.
All right, it's one zip here for CFM leading Eau Claire. The Sabres looking for their 10th victory of the year, and this would go a long way to getting that number two seed. Tony Menard really, really wants that home seed, number two seed in the postseason, but he almost has to win here tonight to get that. So it's on the line. It's in their hands. They got to start playing like it is. Greg and Michaela here. Awesome Dawson Halverson back at our Wogo Studios. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any questions. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. You can visit ghr-ec.com. We're out in Eau Claire tonight for the first game of our sports doubleheader, and we will continue with more in just a moment, getting you set for the second period. It's 1-0 CFM over the Eau Claire Stars. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Four for the shot. Oh, it went in.
With a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway.
Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Greg and Michaela here at Eau Claire tonight. First of a twin bill for Wogo Sports. It's girls hockey to start things out. And Hobbs here. And then to follow, it's McDonald boys basketball as they host Whitehall. 1-0 lead. Addie Biskin with the goal. The only tally of the game so far, seventh of the season, the assist going to Tessa Lysis. That was her 14th point of the season and a penalty-free first period here.
Yeah, which is honestly strange because I think in their two prior meetings they've had five penalties apiece.
Yeah.
But I will also note that they've let them play a little bit more here tonight. There were a couple of things that were maybe iffy that didn't get called, and I don't mind it. I like the more physicality.
And yeah, I do too.
Hopefully CFM can kind of adapt their style to involve some of that as well and not just let Eau Claire be the more physical team.
Cassie Hare will defend the east goal in the building here. And Hobbs, and it'll be the freshman Abby Pritzel to our left, scraping up the paint, getting ready here for the second period on Wogo. White City Glass salutes all the hard-working athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Well, let's see what Tony had to say, if it inspired things here in the first intermission.
I think he made a little adjustment already on his lines. He's got Emmalyn Stevenson up there on a wing. She was alternating at center with Paige, so maybe looking for a little offensive spark here with Schemenauer, Steinmintz, and Stevenson. There's a lot of firepower there, a lot of points on the table.
Right, she was second line center to begin the game. Here we go, face off, and this is won by Paige Steinmetz. Got it back for D, and punched her out at neutral ice. Eau Claire comes up with it just a few feet into their defensive zone, and this one bounced around between the teams and circled into the CFM zone. Still a little bit of water out there, so the puck kind of dragging around. Eau Claire has got it behind the cage, but they can't center, and CFM on the break. Lead pass right there for Paige, just beyond her reach. And it's going to be finally curled in on the near side, but only for a few moments. Working back for Fernetta defense. She'll split a couple of Eau Claire players, and here she comes. Uh-huh. Fernette centering pass right there. Off to her right for Kinley Lau. I think she might have been better off taking the shot, don't you think?
She needed to shoot that puck, yeah. No doubt.
A little too much generosity there for Addie Fernette. She's got a heavy shot. Probably should have gone ahead and taken it right there. She only had one player to beat to get to the hole. Now it's worked off past the blue stripe in the CFM zone, and this one's going to be deflected back defensively for Addie. Now she'll go off to her right. They work it to center ice. Lead pass there. Forward pass for Kinley Lau. She couldn't control, but an offsides call here on Eau Claire with 15:38 left to go in the period. Now, I said Addie Fernette might make the difference. She just should have pulled the trigger on a shot right there.
She was at the hash mark. Really, the player was doing nothing to her, right. And she just tried to slide it between two girls. Obviously, the pass didn't connect.
Well, let's see if she'll get another chance or two. This one pitched up on the right wing side, and it just slips into the CFM zone. Still, the water is still hanging out there. You can see it stopping the puck at times, and players are overskating the rock.
Classic Hobbs.
Yeah, it's a warm rink right here, I'll tell you. Players, I don't know, how did you feel playing in here?
I couldn't stand this rink, couldn't stand Green Heck, all these places that are so warm, the ice is so soft, yep. And slow.
Yeah, I mean, you can still see water out here, and yeah. This is three or four minutes into the period, and they had probably three or four minutes to let it solidify. 14:56 and counting left to go here in the second. 1-0 CFM lead. This one ricochets in back of the hole. Furstenberg, the first to get there, and it's kicked across the line, and here comes the Eau Claire Star, swept into the zone by Kate Robertson. She'll quickly skate off on the change for Tom Bernhardt. Here's CFM. They got a player hanging around the blue line, Eau Claire's blue line. It was Tessa Lysis, and her teammate didn't see her. She was just hanging out by herself.
Yeah, she saw her late and then tried to throw it off the boards. It way too much on it. Went clearly down for an icy and never even kicked out close. But those extensions, that extending the ice is going to be so crucial. It was a great look. We just got to connect.
14:29 left to go, second period. Face off in the Sabres zone. And it's going to be pushed to the blue line, but they can't clear. But picked up right there and banked off the wall by Furstenberg. Now they work it over on the near side for Addie Biskin. She's got the goal so far tonight, the lone goal. Biskin weaves her way into the corner and then is surrounded by Eau Claire players, and it's peeled off the fence, but nice keep right there on the blue line by Addie Fernette. She cheated in a few feet and now is going to carry the puck into the left wing corner. And here is Biskin. Biskin brings it right out. Throws one at the net. Bounced off the pads of Pritzel. But nobody there for CFM to take it home. Here comes Tessa Lysis on the takeaway inside the zone. Deflects over to Emma Lynn. Over to Fernette. They'll go rink wide. Here is Marley Sterling. She'll drop it in the right wing corner for Lysis. Lysis pinned up against the wall. Getting some help there by Kinley Lau, and Lau stopped and changed directions. Top of the circle, turn, tried a wrist shot, didn't get much on it. But pinching in is Paige Steinmetz to keep the Eau Claire player pinned against the fence, and here is Paige right now. Paige wheels and deals, comes back to Fernette. She gets away from one player. Fernette moves in. Now backhand try, centering pass right there, or at least a shot. It drifted wide. Kinley Lau trying to get to it. Back to Fernette, and loose right out in front of the net.
Come on, Joey.
And here is a shot by Tessa Lysis. And that one went into the right wing corner. Still a good forecheck for CFM with 12:46 left to go. They got the puck deep in the Eau Claire zone. This could draw a penalty if they keep playing like this, but Eau Claire's got it right now. And Ava Hibbard able to bank it off the fence in the far side and clear it out to center. And here is Eau Claire with a long toss ahead for an icing call with 12:31 left to go. So we had spent some time at their defensive zone here and had some good chances out in front of Pritzel.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is CFM doesn't expect the opportunities they're given. Even that last kind of rush Fournette had from the point, it's like she got through traffic and looked up and saw nobody, and in that moment was surprised, hesitated, and didn't get a shot when it was just her and essentially the goalie.
Yep, 12:29 left to go here in the second period. Still only a 1-0 lead for the Sabres, even though they have pretty much dominated the night so far. Here is Eau Claire carried into the center circle. And this is Kennedy Kruelke, who fans off to her left. And that frees up the puck, and the Sabres will carry it out to neutral ice. Tipped ahead right there. And that was Riley Biskin, who was able to toss the puck ahead, and Eau Claire will dump it all the way down. So another icing call here. Had a lot of those against Eau Claire, and boy, that's where winning a draw in the offensive zone means so much.
Yeah, and I noticed that it was just a temporary change to get some firepower, I think. But Stevenson's back at center, and she's okay. A very good faceoff taker. She's very good defensively as a center, so that's a big move to make sure
she
resumes.
Won the draw. Back to Riley Biskin, right on, and the save by Pretzel. Through a couple of sets of legs. This one back out to center ice. Tapped off a stick, and it's going to be swept in by Kohler for Eau Claire. Here is Emma Lynn. Works it up the fence on the far side. They can't clear, and pumped right back in by Eau Claire. Kicks off the end plate and carried to the blue line. A bunch of players right there along the blue stripe. And this one's going to be pulled back in by Eau Claire, but here comes Riley Biskin.
Okay.
Feeds it off to her right for Addie Biskin, her sister. Addie's got it. Centers one up. Riley changed places with her. Got out in front. And the big freshman defenseman has to scramble back as Eau Claire mounts a comeback here into the CFM zone. It is Roberts into the right wing corner. Eau Claire in the midst of a change since she was left by herself. And here comes CFM. Far side, it's Joey Schemenauer. Schemenauer across the line. Drops this one in back of the goaltender. Here's Kinley Lau. Back to Schemmy. Schemenauer's got it right now. Centering pass. Lau is right there and threw it in on the net. And Pritzel makes the save. They were at point blank range. A beautiful feed out in front, but the goaltender had her body all over it.
That was a great patience and look by Joey winning the battle, getting the puck up front. And again, it looked like Lau was surprised to have the puck on her stick.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Wasn't ready for it. It was a great, great, great play by Schemenauer.
10:34 left to go, second period. 1-0 lead for CFM holding up so far. This one is going to be wedged off the wall and back out to neutral ice. And let's see what team wants it here. Eau Claire, here's Kruelke. Turns, goes rink wide, corralled by CFM. Sabres clear to the blue line, up and out. Eau Claire caught it in offsides on the delayed call. They still got a player offside, so they got to dangle out at neutral. And finally, it is punched back in the CFM zone with under 10 to play here in the period. Sabres have it. On the far wall is Joey Schemenauer. She was harassed as she tried to bring it out. And Fournette with a piece of it. And here comes Marley Sterling. Sterling walked it ahead and that had a poke checked off her stick. And Eau Claire's got it right now. And a point blank shot on her as she held up on the right post and got that puck. Didn't leave space enough for the Eau Claire player. It hangs out of the puck. Boy, that was a quick turnaround right there.
Yeah, she picked Fournette's pocket and where Sterling's pocket and went to that, and I thought Cassie was leaning a little bit. I thought she was going to give her that upper corner, but Cassie stood her ground and just kind of wore it in the chest.
9:35 left to go here in the period. Scramble for it off the faceoff in the Sabres zone, and coming out with it is Riley Biskin. Again, a head-manning pass just into the feet of Furstenberg, and she couldn't control that one.
They're getting freedom, you know, through that second kind of half of the D zone, and then they're just missing. We really got to start connecting, on, especially on those cross-ice passes.
Yeah.
It is wide open.
It is. It really is.
The execution is just not there.
9:23 on the clock here in the second. 1-0 lead for the Sabres. Clean win. And Biskin's got it. Again, looking up the ice. And let's see. Could Emmeline get there first? Nope, she doesn't. But this one's picked off at neutral. And Furstenberg's going to come in. Furstenberg shadows that puck. Keeps it on her tape and moves into the zone. But couldn't center one up. And it's back out to center ice. Here is Ryan. Gets back to the puck and feeds it for D. Tapped into the zone. Riley Biskin trying to get there first. He's going to jump into the play. The defenseman in the corner jams that puck up against the fence, and it's right on the kick blade right here in the zone. Stepping up on the D is Emmeline Stevenson. She weaves her way in, fired a puck. That one went wide. Hard off the wall behind the goaltender Pritzel. Held at the point. No, came off the glove of Sloop, the defenseman, but she quickly got back on it and prevented the breakaway. On the near side is Emmeline. She'll sweep it in, come off on the change right here with 8:14 left to go. The puck in the left wing corner is going to be picked up by the defenseman Nora Berg. She carries it up to the center stripe, throws one in, and Fernette is the first player there for the Sabres. Turns, changes direction. This one tipped off a stick, and on a race right now is Joey Schemenauer trying to get there first. Schemmy trying to beat the D for a breakaway chance. And here is Fernette. She's going to jump in. Pinches in the left wing corner. Fernette stops. Gives it up for Joey Schemenauer. Now back to the point. Loaded up and a shot that went in for Joey Schemenauer at the point. And it's 2-0 CFM.
Marley Sterling.
Sterling at the point.
You know, kind of a blind dish out to the point, but it ends up on Sterling's stick, and she cranks a slap shot, and I think Pritzel didn't see it. I thought there was a nice screen on there the way she reacted, but goes in the back of the net. That's big. I mean, they were really starting to look flat again, but getting a goal by a defenseman who doesn't score often, that's huge.
Yeah, Marley Sterling inside the blue line, her first goal of the season, her fourth point of the year at 9:22 of the second. And it's 2-0 CFM. And Schemenauer will get the assist, number 27, at 9:22 of the period. And CFM wanting more as Paige Steinmetz cut between the wheels and unloaded a shot that just drifted wide. Here is Paige again with an offsides call as she was jitterbugging along the line and got the offsides right here. Well, a 2-0 lead. I mean, that looks a lot bigger, even though it's a 2-goal lead. 1-0, you just weren't sure that was going to hold up here.
Yeah, especially the lapses that CFM has kind of had defensively. It seemed like Eau Claire could get one at any time, but that second goal is huge right now. It just also, you can see just from the start of that last puck drop, put a little kind of kick in their pants to get moving again.
7:05 left to go here in the period as Eau Claire drops this one in the Sabres defense at the end of the ice. 2-0 lead on the goal there by Marley Sterling. And it's on the half wall
for
Tessa Lysis. And here we go. That's right. Here is Biskin. Addie Biskin moves in, dangles it. A backhand try right into the leather of Pritzel. She was going back and forth. She was all by herself. Could pick her spot and would love to have that one back, huh?
Hey, I like the fact that she slowed down and tried something and thought about what she was doing. You know, I think a lot of times girls panic and just shoot.
Yeah, she was very patient.
Yep. She knew what she wanted to do, and Pritzel made a really nice glove save on her.
Looking for a second goal of the night. Nearly had it. 6:38 left to go. Trying to beat the freshman. This one wrapped around the wall in the attacking zone for CFM. It's on the half boards, top of the circle, and to the blue line, and now slips across. So Sabres have to finally touch up. Addie Biskin getting on sides to complete the touch. Here is Eau Claire. Long stretch pass. You got a potential 2-on-1, and a shot taken inside the blue line. A one-hopper into the mitt of Hare, and she'll hang on with that with 6:11 left to go here in the period.
Yeah, we're almost lucky Karnitz didn't get her head up there because she had Grookey flying down the right side, right, and nobody from CFM was getting back to cover her, but got to be happy she took kind of the outside easy shot to Cassie instead.
Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach in the courtroom, Dave Check at Check Law Office, making you part of the team. There's a drop And Sabres will unload out to neutral. Kinley Law carried it out. And this one is going to be pinched right back in by Eau Claire. 5:52 left to go here in the second period. A goal in each period. Here is Eau Claire looking for their first. It is Grulke, Addison Grulke, carried it behind Cassie Hare, and CFM on the march up the ice with Kinley Law. Bodied up a little bit as she came into the zone. Puck floats around in the Eau Claire defensive end of the ice, and the Stars have it right here. 5:26 and counting left to go. And we got an icing call here against the Stars. 5:21 left in this one here in the second period on WOGO.
Yeah, I'd like to see this line get something going again. I think that Lacey Stevenson and Biskin had a lot of chances first period when they were patient with the puck down low, and they've been a little panicky. So hopefully they can get that kind of chemistry working for them again.
They got a clean win, but can't control the zone, and it comes out to neutral, bounces up in the air, and backpedaling is Ashley Sloop, the defenseman, moves it ahead, but just beyond the reach of Emma Lynn and Eau Claire. Into our end of the ice. Here's Keitlinger. Carried it a few feet, then lost it. And here is Biskin right now. Addie Biskin moves it off to her right. For Tessa Lysis. Lysis in the corner to Biskin. Trying to go on her forehand. Didn't get a whole lot on that. And it just slowly drifted toward the net. And Pritzel will put her glove over it as it came in.
Oh, he's going to switch him up. I was excited. I thought maybe Tony was going to leave him out there for, they're getting kicked off. So he will anyway.
Yep, they're going to
leave accident.
Him.
I like the idea of leaving these guys up for another offensive draw
here. Yeah, it wasn't too long a shift. And got some gas in the tank here. Emmeline Stevenson. Boy, ooh, they've been getting lots of clean wins. Good draws for CFM.
Yeah.
That went right into the big symbol on the Eau Claire goaltender's chest there. She hangs on with 4:43 left to go here in the second. Tom Bernhardt's going to change up his forward line and go to the Grulke line.
Yeah, he brought out his number one line when he saw Paige out here centering, who could be considered CFM's third line winger. So I think he's looking for a little mismatch here.
Karnitz and the Grulke girls right here for the Stars. And this one floats into the left wing corner and ricochets around, caroms a little bit. And it's Ava Hibbard. For the Stars, turns, fires one off the wall, held at the line by Paige Steinmetz, and bodies bumping a little bit out there, and here comes Eau Claire. Here is Hibbard. Hibbard's going to carry it into the zone, and she was shadowed as she came in and coughs up the puck. Here is Riley Biskin, soft pass that was kicked around and almost went toward Cassie Hare, and this one's going to float off into the left wing corner. Under four to play in the period, a 2-0 lead for CFM here with a goal in each period. One more might do it here. Eau Claire a little undermanned when it comes to the offense, but Eau Claire's got it right now. And wheeling and dealing is Addison Grulke. Turned, fired one on net, and that one eaten up by Cassie to keep it 2-0. 3:37 left to go in the period.
Yeah, you know, Grulke got a little bit of a chance there at the end, but as a team, you have to use that shift to fire you up a little bit, that your third line wingers just went out and had a minute and some shift against the other team's first line. I mean, that should be big for your momentum and big for your kind of fire on a bench, is taking advantage of that.
The drop glove side of Cassie Hare, and it's going to be brought out by CFM right here with Biskin carrying it to the blue line, but then couldn't control it. No players got it here. This is Jayla Hayes, and it's top of the wheel on their side, picked off by Biskin. Addie looks for some room to maneuver and couldn't quite do it. And this one's going to pop across the line as Marley Sterling could not hang on to it. Wheels of the defenseman Rupert and just fanned on it a little bit. And so they've got to set the reset button here for the Sabres at their own blue line. 2:44 left to go, and this one is going to be lobbed in by Eau Claire here and picked up by Kinley Lau. Lau's going to carry behind her goaltender.
Ooh.
And this one carried right out, almost out in front by Emma Lynn. And it's right back to the point. Centering pass cut off right there by the Sabres, and it's out in the neutral ice here. And here comes Frenette, and he with some steam moves in. That one off the handle of the goaltender. The knob, and it ricochets into the left wing corner. Some bodies bunch up here along the dasher on the far side with 2:04. You can hear the official saying, play it, go. They don't want to blow the whistle unless they have to, and this one's going to slip back out to neutral ice with a minute 55 left to go in the period. Bounced around out at center ice, and now into the CFM zone. On the back check is Joey Schemenauer. Schemenauer moves up the ice. Her teammate's a little slow to get to help her. Finally, Kinley Lau moves in. Schemenauer looking for a centering opportunity. Schemenauer trying to wheel and deal. This is going to come right to Riley Biskin, a one-timer on net. Came off the face mask of Pritzel. Then she pounced on it as Riley had some room to skate up and pull the trigger on a shot.
Yeah, as you know, she's got to notice there that she had a lot more room to go.
Yeah, she did.
A shot from the top of the circles on the goalie that didn't have any screen is going to get stopped, you know, 99% of the time. She probably had three more strides where she could have gotten a really good opportunity in the slot to take that shot.
Stevenson curls it back for a D. Here is Piskin over in the left wing corner. And this one pitched out in front by Tessa Lysis, and it went all the way to the far wall. 1:15 left to go in the period. A goal late in this period could be the backbreaker if CFM can get it. It's along the goal line. Now shuffled ahead. Cycled into the left wing corner by Eau Claire with 1 minute left to go now in this second period. Peeled off the wall by Addie Biskin. She tried to center for Emmeline, but couldn't get the puck to her. Biskin dragged down, but no call, no arms up. And here's a shot taken on net, the save. That was Riley Biskin with the chance. And the save made right there by Pritzel. And Eau Claire has to wait on sides. That went off sides. They shot it on net. Should have been an automatic offsides call right there. And it should come all the way down to the other end of the ice, but I don't think it's going to.
No, that should definitely come all the way down. I don't know if he didn't see the timing of the shot with when the girl was still in the zone, but
she didn't get out with the shot on net.
It looked like the definition of intentional.
36.4 seconds left to go here in the second period. And a 2-0 lead for the Sabres. The drop at the dot just outside their line. And a little discussion in the Eau Claire bench area here.
I think they're thinking that it wasn't offsides and that the draw should be on the circle.
It was clearly offsides.
Yeah,
no question about it. Should have been an automatic.
Yeah, she was 8 feet deep. Still.
Puck drop in the Eau Claire zone.
He's probably wondering why it isn't down here if it's intentional then, but okay.
All right. Oh, falling down is Biskin, but she has the long arms and she's still got a piece of lumber on the puck. That was pretty good play by her as she lost her footing. Here is CFM. They got it out of the zone, but Eau Claire will pump it right back in, but they're offsides again. I don't think they ever got onsides. We'll call it up from here, huh?
I do here a lot.
Here is Biskin. Over cross ice for Joey Schemenauer. He got into the zone.
Yeah.
And then it popped off, popped back with 7.2 seconds left to go here in the period. We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Down to the final couple of seconds of the period. And that will do it here in the second. So it's not a overwhelming offensive display here, but we get another goal in the second. And we'll see if that holds up into the third.
Yeah, happy to come out of that one with one goal and a two-goal lead heading into the third. But you know what? I feel like this is too big of a word for it, but there's like a lack of poise, I think, from CFM that we hadn't been seeing.
You know, right.
I thought last week they really put together. They looked confident. They looked like they knew what they're doing out here. And then tonight it just seems like they're panicking. Like, I don't know the scope of their loss Saturday, if there were some turnovers that caused goals and they got, you know, yelled at.
Timid,
but
yep.
It really seems like nobody really wants the puck. And when they do have it, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the same thing. And well, we got the lead. I'm glad we're not behind playing that way, but, you know, nice to have another one here to just get some insurance in the third period.
And even, you know, the score aside, just capitalizing on these opportunities that they have. And it'd be, I mean, they've scored more than, I think, three goals like twice this year, and both against teams that they've routed. It's been a long time since they scored a lot of goals and against a good team. And I think they've had the opportunity tonight to put two or three more away that they've just kind of left out there on the table, which so much for the, you know, it does this. It'd be nice to be up a couple more goals, but just for your confidence as a hockey player and as a team.
It's a good thing they're not playing an offensive juggernaut. Yeah. Eau Claire scored four goals in their last five games, so they're not exactly the kind of team that's going to overwhelm a team offensively. Typically, they've had their moments this season, but haven't scored a lot of goals.
Yeah, I think tonight they probably have less than 10 shots on goal so far, too. So, yeah, we are lucky we're not playing anybody that's burying the puck, but just get frustrated with the lack of capitalization.
I agree. 2-0 CFM up on Eau Claire here tonight. The first of a doubleheader on Wogo. Got high school buckets to follow this evening at Chippewa. It is McDonald Max boys basketball team hosting Whitehall. And Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney will have the call for you after our contest here tonight. We'll take a break. Come back with more on WOGL. This is Sabres Hockey on Wogo.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Greg and Michaela here at Hobbs and Eau Claire. It's girls hockey. The Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres against the Eau Claire Area Stars. And right now it's 2-0 Sabres goal in each period. Addie Piskin in the first, Marley Sterling here in the second. Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halleck. Let's talk some hockey in between the second and third periods here. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a smile, a helpful smile in every aisle. We've been talking about the lack of energy, or at least confidence, for the Sabres here so far through two periods.
Yeah, I think that's really the message between the second and third here, saying, hey, you guys got a two-goal lead. They haven't really brought anything offensively. Take a little more time with the puck. Get your head up. Have a little more confidence in the offensive zone and make something happen. Don't panic once you feel pressure and throw it somewhere. You know, they're not a super skilled team, and so they're probably not going to take the puck from you. Worst comes to worst, you tie it up and you get some help. But give them the message that it's okay to work with the puck a little bit, get that confidence back. Wherever it went, I feel like they had it last week and it's gone now. But really just tell them, yeah, you have some, you know, room to work with here. Let's take advantage and capitalize on these plays that they're giving us, these plays, these opportunities.
There's a lot of space out there that they're giving up, and this might be a time just to kind of work on things. This one's not in the bank yet, even though you got a 2-0 lead, but this is a time to get ready for the rest of the season, because you're going to play top six teams ahead here.
Yeah, and it's less the message, you know, of we can kind of screw around because we have the lead. I think that giving them it's okay to do this is exactly what they need to be able to score here. So it's almost tricking them into doing what you want them to do, but phrasing it, you know, otherwise, I guess.
They're a better team than they've looked here tonight. We've seen a better team this year.
Yeah, I don't know if they need somebody to kind of step up, a girl to step up and get on them in the locker room a little bit to kind of meet the opportunity, or if being 2-0 on Eau Claire is they're fine with. You know, it's been a while since you've felt, I guess they beat them in the tournament, but at Hobbs, it's been a while since you've felt good in a game against Eau Claire, so maybe they're just good coasting where they're at, but I don't think that's enough.
I don't think so either, and I don't think that's how they want to approach the rest of the season here, just by coasting in the next game. It's not going to get you too deep in the postseason for sure. All right, we're between the second and third periods here tonight at Hobbs, and yet to come is high school buckets after our game. Caleb and Mark will have that for you here on WOGO. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. 2-0, our score, CFM up on Eau Claire, the Eau Claire Stars. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona at Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Michaela and I kicking back in the comfy chairs right now. I don't know if I'm going to want to get up during the game. Can you call it for me?
No, I mean, we could try from here, but we can only see half the ice.
Yeah, I can't see right underneath us here. Anyway, we're between the first and second periods. It's a 2-0 CFM lead here. Goals for each period. Addie Biskin with a quick goal, 152 in the first. And I don't know about you, but I was thinking, okay, the floodgate's going to open here. We're going to come away with a big win, and then goals were hard to find until Marley Sterling in 9:22 of the second period, and that's where we stand heading to the third.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. After that first goal, I thought, here we go. Pritzel, too, has been prone to allowing a lot of goals. I think that she's given up 4-plus in 6 games, so I thought maybe we were cruising more towards that. But, you know, aside from a small burst of energy after those goals, there's really been no sustained pressure. I don't want to say pressure because they're in the offensive zone. There's there's nothing clicking.
Yeah. It seems like they get close to the net and then just something disrupts it and it kind of breaks down. But a goal here early could just finish things off here.
Oh yeah, I would love to see another young player put one in, Sloop or Riley Biskin. I want Addie Biskin to score again.
Yeah.
I call her for 2 goals every game.
Okay.
And I think she's yet to get it for me. So.
Well, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. You can visit cbosm.com/WOGO. 17 up on the board as we get ready for the third. Sabres looking for their 10th victory of the season. Goaltenders come back to where they started the night.
Looks like we're starting with Stevenson on the wing again, so Tony's going with the same philosophy of getting pressure early.
See if he can get a quick one here. Eau Claire will bank this one into the Sabres zone as it slows down, and the water still left on the ice. And CFM on the break right here. Onto the tape of Emmalyn Stevenson. Crosses the line. Emmalyn centering pass right behind her teammate right there. That was Paige Steinmetz. And right in the center circle. Bounced around. Eau Claire is going to come up with it. And this is Nora Berg. Berg off the fence on the near side. Turned around by Paige Steinmetz. And then she lost the rock. It's in the corner. And this one bounced off the fence on the far side. And up the center ice again. Water kind of playing havoc with the flow of this one. And it's CFM. Here is Frenette. Addy skates it up to the center red line. Tosses one in. She'll come off on the change. CFM with a whole new line on the ice right now. And this is Kinley Lau. Lau brings it out in front. And it's swept to the side of the cage. Stick side of Pritzel. And Eau Claire is going to throw it down. I thought they might catch it for icing here, but they sent a touch to Sabre's stick.
They called a tip, and I think it tipped Eau Claire, not CFM, and they missed that.
Minute and a half into the third period. Rolled into the left wing corner, and slow moving right now. It just seems like...
feels like slow motion.
Yeah, it does. Like players have weights on their skates here. Eau Claire has got it. The pick and the shot by Kate Roberts. Right into the gullet of Cassie Hare.
Yeah, let's settle in here a little bit. I'm not going to blame it all on the ice and the fact that they're standing puddles, but, man, even that little offensive series they had was just, let's go.
Yeah,
come on.
It just, man, oh, man, spinning the wheels here. 15:25 left to go, third period. Drop to the glove side of Hare. This one off the window in the CFM zone. We got a chance here on the breakout, but, again, hit some water and slowed down, and it disrupted the flow into the Eau Claire zone. And CFM digs it off the wall, and a one-time shot right there. Tessa Lysis out of the right post, had a chance, shot it into Pritzel, and she'll hang on for the save here with 15:07 left to go, third period.
Yeah, that's the kind of movement we're looking for again now. That same thing that they did to score their first goal of the game was almost exactly the same play with Lysis on the hash mark almost putting one on.
Here is Lysis right now, centering pass, tipped out in front by the goaltender. She didn't have the puck covered, but they still whistled it. And that was right out in front of the Eau Claire goaltender.
Pritzel might want that one back. She poke-checked kind of a loose flailing puck just right back into Addie Biskin's area.
Yeah.
She got
Biskin
lucky that
was,
didn't
fortunately,
turn out,
Biskin was kind of laid out on the ice. Another clean win for the Sabres. Oh. Biskin down, trying to redirect, and she just went wide off the pass by Tessa Lysis. Biskin had a good notion right there, but just threw it a little wide of the cage. This one banked off the wall into the Eau Claire zone. CFM, another quick change. Kinley Law's line is out there right now. And here comes Eau Claire. Across the line comes Ava Hibbard, surrounded by Sabres players, and coughs up the puck, but couldn't control it on the breakout. Had to get some help there by Paige Steinmetz. This one off the fence on the near side. Pass ahead for Joey Schemenauer. She's in the zone and trying to track it down. Eau Claire on the half wall. Turns, fires it up, and on the near side, doing the yeoman's work is Kinley Lau trying to hold the zone. Lau still has the puck and then had her stick lifted and lost the puck right there. 13:54 left to go. It's loose out at neutral ice and going to be tracked down by Addie Frenette. Frenette skates up to the center ice red line, lost it, goes back, gets it. And here is Emmalyn Stevenson, turned it up the ice, but then coughed it up and swept into the Sabres zone, into the left wing corner. 13:32 left to go. Not out of the woods yet. Here's Addie Biskin, a two-goal lead. Eau Claire gets the next one. We cut it in half, and we got a game here. 13:21 left to go on an icing call against the Sabres right here.
Another missed opportunity on a stretch pass there. They're just not connecting, and I think part of it is that offside wing is coming too much to the center of the ice, meeting where that Eau Claire defenseman is and allowing that contest to happen. They got to stay wider and use that whole width. That
Find
defense isn't going to come.
Yep. 13:20. Left to go here in the third. They work it back to Riley Biskin. She'll do the hard around, and comes right back to the Eau Claire point, and a one-timer on net. And Hare with a big save right there. Eau Claire with the pick, the intercept, but just getting in the way is Emmalyn Stevenson. And here comes CFM. Here is Biskin. Addie Biskin moves it and tries a wrist shot that floated over the right post and hits off the glass in the right wing corner. And we got a delayed call right here on Eau Claire. And CFM's going to have a power play coming up here.
Hey, that started with great recognition by Addie Biskin. She got her head up. She recognized the defenseman. She was going to be able to beat her. She took her wide, got to the net. And from there, we were able to draw a penalty. But that was good. That's growth and learning that we've seen since the first period there. She actually got her head up and made a decision rather than just taking it wide or just dumping it in.
Well, believe it or not, 12:47 left to go in the third period. This is our first penalty of the game.
Yeah, they were really letting them play. I couldn't quite see the corner and what happened there, but happy to get out of it with a power play.
The Sabres at 16.7% on the man advantage. Eau Claire, good kill. 100% kill so far this season. And this one ricochets up into the Eau Claire bench and out of play here. 12:43 left to go, third period.
This is a great opportunity for what we talked about between periods, right? Really slow it down, be patient with the puck, and let things happen.
All right, into the corner. Is Joey Schemenauer.
Nope,
they work it out in front, but Eau Claire is right there. And it's going to be pumped down the ice by Kohler. And with the extra advantage, it's Paige Steinmetz who gets on the puck first. Over to Joey Schemenauer. Joey's going to carry it up, weaves her way up the ice from right to left into the zone. Tries to go deep, now plants herself in behind the goaltender. Schemenauer in the right wing corner. And it's taken right away there by Nora Berg, but she picks it off again. Here's Schemenauer, right wing corner. Fournette's going to come in and help out, try to get two players on the puck. And Schemenauer's got it right now. She's got to look at the net. Turns, fires a wrist shot. That one kicked into the corner. Probably was not going to go in. And here is Ashley Sloop. Sloop will pinch in, keeps the puck in deep. And it's going to come back to Paige Steinmetz. Now on the left side is Ashley Sloop. She winds and shoots. That one got to the goaltender and into the corner, and we're down to 44 seconds left to go in the man advantage and cleared by Eau Claire. 11:25 and counting left to go, third period. First power play of the evening for either team. 30 seconds left to go in it, and it's out at neutral ice and going to be corralled there by Furstenberg. Ryan turns, fires it in the left wing corner, bodied up a bit as she goes after the puck. And we're down to 18 seconds to go on the man advantage. Here is Biskin. Biskin turns, tries to open up some ice right there. And Biskin's got it right here between the wheels. Biskin, backhand centering pass. That one was intercepted and all the way down the ice. And that will do it for the power play.
Too
so the Sabres 0-1 on the man advantage.
Too much focus on just throwing the puck at the net. They didn't really let anything happen for them.
Didn't create. Here's Addie Biskin right now. Biskin, a centering pass, went through several sets of legs, gets to the point. Her sister Riley keeps it in, banks it off the wall. That's going to go down low for Tessa Lysis. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin top of the wheel. It's got it. Turns on the forehand, and this one is tipped to the side of the net. Coming in on the left wing side is Ryan Furstenberg. And this one's going to float into the right wing corner as we go down to the 10-minute mark left to go, third period. Eau Claire brings it to the top of the zone. Biskin, Riley Biskin holds it in for a moment, but now it's going to be pitched back out to neutral. The Stars dump it in deep, but really have nobody chasing the puck right now as they were in the midst of a line change. So lots of free open ice here for Ashley Sloop. She'll carry it in. Sloop had it poke checked off her stick, but right behind her was Kinley Lau. Lau able to pick it up, throw it in the left wing corner. 9:35 left to go. Here's a centering pass intended for Steinmetz. She overskated the puck, and this one's going to ricochet all the way back out to neutral.
Right.
Jammed in by Eau Claire, and we've got a penalty coming up right here. Probably a little body, extra body right there, and Eau Claire on the interference call, we'll get their first power play of the night.
Yeah, Riley got beat. got beat, and then she decided to give an extra jab to the player skating by her. That last, you're always going to get caught.
Yeah, so now only a two-goal lead for the Sabres. Tony's going to throw out Paige. And also Joey Schemenauer out there for him on the kill. Fournette and Marley Sterling. And there's a dump by CFM. 9:10 left to go in the game. And there's bodies throwing around. That was Joey Schemenauer who went down, picking up a little body right there. Eau Claire moves in. It is Kennedy Grulke who's got it. Grulke just floats around the zone, then drops it back to the point. Goes on the near wing side, loading up a shot is Kohler. But a clean open window right there for Hare, and she swallows that one up with 8:49 left to go.
Kind of the same top of the box breakdown that we saw against Hudson, where I think the top of the box just, they both get a little too focused on one player and allow the point to get a clean shot off.
Eau Claire's got it just inside the blue stripe. Here is Addison Grulke. She's got it. Lots of room, time. Grulke moves in a few feet, now gives it up on the right wing side for Kennedy Grulke. Kennedy drags it ahead, finally pulls the trigger on a shot, went hard off the inboards to Addison Grulke. And now top of the wheel to Kohler, back to Addison. To Kohler, she lost her footing, and this one's going to be cleared by Paige Steinmetz. Got a gift right there.
Yeah, they were really, Eau Claire was doing something there. They had good puck movement, were keeping good control, got lucky with just a little lost footing.
45 seconds to go on the power play, and 8 minutes exactly left to go on the game clock, and there's another gift, an icing call against Eau Claire.
Yeah, she just missed. I think it kind of handcuffed the player hit in the middle. That was a stretch pass that should have been connected on, but instead we're flipping the ice again, thankfully, for CFM.
8:01 left to go in the game. And, you know, with the way we've been winning draws here, you know, we've got a chance to keep it pinned in deep for a while here. 40 seconds left to go in the man advantage. That time we did not win the draw, but Eau Claire again with a gift. Oh, they're going to wave off icing. I don't know why, but Fred gets back to it first. Addie throws it to the blue line, but can't clear. But here comes Ashley Sloop, and she'll walk up to her own blue line and gun one all the way the length of the ice. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the Stars power play. 7.5 on the game clock here. As Eau Claire's going to bring it up, that's Ava Hibbard. Will go coast to coast, moves it into the zone. And Addison Fournette just bounced it off the end wall over to Ashley Sloop. And here's an icing call coming up on the Sabres. 7:12 left to go in the game.
I don't mind that ice. Get your killers off their run for a while. Get a fresh line out there. Get everything figured back out rather than scrambling around.
Well, get real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Halleck. 7:12 left to go. Third period. Eau Claire Stars. The Chippewa Menominee Sabres battling it out here on the half wall in the Sabres zone. And Kinley Law able to clear it. And it just doesn't seem for some reason that we're going to get that elusive third goal here the way things are going.
Yeah, we're just not settling in whatsoever, kind of finding that last connection.
Here is Lau right now trying to get something cooking. Paige Steinmetz, who's been the most aggressive offensive player. Steino breaks away from a couple of defensive players. Still dangling on the half wall. Drops it down low. And this one's going to come over to Joey Schemenauer. Turned and ripped a shot on net. And that one angled into the corner by Pritzel. Back to Riley Biskin. And this one, a long shot right into the body of the goaltender Pritzel. She'll hang on with 6:24 left to go here in the third period.
Now we're going to see Stevenson again out on the draw. I'd like Tony to start taking advantage of her almost go-to wins and run a set play here. Put Rayanne up on the top where she can get a shot off. Run something off of her almost guaranteed. And there it was, guaranteed.
There's another clean win. Back to the point. And Addison Fournette's going to dance in. And she is pinned up against the wall. but here's a shot taken by Rand. And that one over the crossbar and hit the glass. And this one now is going to go right to left on the half boards in the Eau Claire zone. One of the Stars players fell on it, out of sight. And here comes Emmalyn Stevenson. Stevenson's going to go left to right behind the goaltender. Skates with the puck into the right wing corner, trying to find a player to pass it to. Eau Claire's got it right now. Emmalyn Stevenson's on her. Clears the puck a little bit deeper in the zone, and Eau Claire able to punch it back out through center into the CFM zone. 5.5 left to go here in the game. Eau Claire's got it. An offsides call right there, though, as they had the pickoff, but one of their players was inside the zone.
Yeah, there's a couple underclassmen for Eau Claire here that have made some big plays. That Jillian Stevenson's made a couple really nice plays, much like that one, and then Ava Hibbert has also made a ton of breaks. She's been, I think, their most consistent offensive player.
Yep. She's even with, down the ice here. 5:25 and counting left to go, third period. Scramble for it, a 2-0 lead for CFM, and an offsides call here on Eau Claire. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. On the dot, here's a drop by Dave Bestel, the linesman. And this one's going to be thrown in by the Eau Claire Stars into the CFM zone. Riley Biskin tried to carry it, lost the puck, and it's loose in behind Cassie Hare. And who's going to come up with it? Here comes Joey Schemenauer right onto the tape of Paige Steinmetz. She comes in, takes a shot top of the circles. That one deflected over the goaltender, Pritzel. But she picks up the loose change. She's got it right now. Back to Riley Biskin. Over to Paige. One-timer on net. Kicked off a piece of lumber and deflected on the goaltender, but she'll hang out with 4:42 left to go here in the game.
And I think Paige is running out of gas there. Yep. She had an opportunity with the puck, but I think she just
decided. That was all she had left, I think. That one slap shot.
Yep. Put it on net, get a whistle, get off.
4:42 left to go. Offensive zone draw for CFM. Back to Fernand, and that one nearly deflected in on the redirect by Tessa Lysis. Kind of tied up the goaltender a little bit.
Yeah, just didn't quite have enough of it from Frenette from the point. Wasn't going to quite get there.
Here is Addie Biskin, who does some sweet dangling, and it comes out in front. And a shot by Emmalyn Stevens, but a whistle had already sounded. Maybe a player in the paint.
Whoa.
Or we have a penalty here.
They called us for a hook? I was pretty sure that was going to be a hook on Eau Claire, but they called Addie for it?
Addie Biskin with the penalty. So 4.5 left. We get a power play for Eau Claire.
Yeah, that's curious.
Yeah,
the ref says that she was under her stick. The way I saw it was the other way, but again, we're not wearing stripes.
Yep. 4.5 here, and a big crucial kill here for the Sabres. Eau Claire's got it in the zone. Very patiently work it up on top. Kennedy Grulke, kind of the quarterback of the power play on the umbrella. Grulke works it off to her right for Addison Grulke, her sister. She moves in, tried a shot that was blocked out in front and cleared by Tessa Lysis.
Ooh, Emma's going to win the battle.
Emmalyn Stevenson, the chaser down there, got to the puck, but and she's going to pick up a penalty right here. We've got a 5-on-3 developing for Eau Claire as soon as CFM touches it.
That's tough. Emmalyn's just battling back.
She kept
her feet moving, which is usually key there. When you stop moving your feet, you get called. But she kept her feet moving. She's just a little stronger than Grulke. And it looked bad, but it looked pretty coincidental, too.
So we're going to have a minute 22 of the 5-on-3 here.
Yep. Why not? Make it interesting.
Nail-biting time for the Sabres. And Eau Claire works it off the draw in the CFM zone. Back to Grulke, and she scores. Over the left shoulder of Cassie. And Grulke with the score, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, they just got too much traffic out front. CFM couldn't move any bodies. I'm not sure Cassie saw the puck, and I think it just grabbed a little piece of the crossbar down, and all of a sudden things get real interesting.
I guess. 3:47. We still got a power play here, Michaela.
Yeah. We're still a man down. You got to find a little spark. It could go the other way too, right? A CFM shorthanded goal here would really change momentum, but.
Yeah, that's for sure. Addison Grulke with the goal. And it's 2-1. CFM with 3:29 left to go in the period. Here comes the Sabres right now. Paige Steinmetz, she can draw a penalty. Steinmetz comes in and his body. You can kind of hear the players looking for a penalty right there. And we got a penalty coming up here.
We're going again.
I think on CFM.
He might, yeah.
Or
it was on
the
Riley.
Players got kind of tied up. Riley Biskin.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of pleading her case, but. Yeah, I think Riley's going to get the gate right here.
Yeah, she was beat wide again.
So we go back to 5-on-3.
Wow. And that's just inexperience. She thought she was beat worse than she was. If she just would have moved her feet and got back in position, she would have been all right. But she turned and made no attempt at anything other than the stick of the Eau Claire player. Eau Claire player ended up without a stick, and Riley continued to tie her up. It looked like Addie Frenette was trying to plead the case on a penalty drawn by Paige Steinmetz earlier in the play. But you're not going to get anything back there.
Oh, man. 3:13 left to go in the game and a 5-on-3. And this is where Cassandra Hare is going to have to come up big. But Sabres goaltender, she just made the save right there.
Yeah, it's also where CFM has to use some of their experience and seniority and leadership and calm down the team. We're lucky Eau Claire just took a timeout here. We're a little lucky, too, because CFM's a little frazzled and they're all pleading their case. We need them to settle their emotions and just focus on killing a penalty.
Well, it looked like a few minutes ago, okay, we'll coast to a 2-0 lead. There is no coasting in hockey, is there?
I mean, it's tough when there haven't been any penalties all game, and in the last, when was that first one called in the first last 6 minutes of the game, we've got five, six. Kind of changes the complexity, and that's tough. They just got to get big here, right, and mentally strong and let it all go and just play the game.
5-on-3 hockey, 3:09 left to go. About the only good thing here is, you know, you can ice the puck as much as you want for a minute 17 or more.
And I'm sure that's what Bernie's telling his girls is, hey, once we get down, you know, to 2:30, 2:15, puck control becomes the number one thing because they're going to want to get their goalie out of there and get a 6-on-3 and then a 6-on-4 advantage. But the girls got to know that it all comes down to puck control because CFM can send it the length of the ice at any moment.
Well, Cassie Hurd talking to her teammate Aubrey Dowd right now, the backup tender, and they're just got a smile on her face, so doesn't look too rattled yet.
Yeah, keep her chill back there. Keep her big. I'm sure they're going to try to run the same kind of umbrella with that shot that they were able to capitalize on last time. And, you know, the top of CFM's triangle needs to know that too. Just try to get in the way. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to pick off passes. Just kind of get in the way of the shooting lane. One big downfall here is that Emmalyn Stevenson's one of the players in the box, and she's obviously their best draw taker, which is critical in this situation. And she's also a big body that knows how to block shots and knows how to play the kill. So they'll be excited to get her out in a minute 17 to help kill off the last portion of the second penalty.
So it's Paige Steinmetz to take the draw for the Sabres, and a clean win for Eau Claire here with 3 minutes left to go in the game. 1:10 on the 5-on-3. There's a shot that drifted through the traffic, kicks off the inboards, comes back to Grulke here. Kennedy Grulke works it off to her right, and a big save right there. Can we clear? No, we can't. Got it up to Kennedy Grulke at the point. And this is Paige Steinmetz, who nearly draw a penalty right there. 2:38 left to go, 45 in the 5-on-3. And here's Grulke, works it down low, and a backhand try right there by Kate Roberts. Where is it? CFM trying to find the puck, got it to the corner. Kennedy Grulke's got it right here, and she looked off to the right. Oh, there's a big save by Hare. I don't know how long she had the puck, but the whistle blew it dead. We'll take it. 29 seconds left to go in the 5-on-3 with 2:20 left to go. It was a nice pass by Grulke looking off wing, but Johnny on the spot was Hare right there.
Yeah, Cassie with the big save.
2-1 our score. 2:18 left to go. Eau Claire with a 5-on-3 for 24 seconds. And the puck on the half wall in the CFM zone, and we can carry it out. Here comes Frenette. Addie Frenette trying to beat the D. Frenette gets past one player, went down on one knee, and didn't draw the penalty. And Eau Claire still has a 5-on-3 for another 8 seconds. They move it into the right wing corner.
He's got to get back. Come on, Addie.
Here's Nora Berg. Frenette skating back into the zone to come up with the box. Oh. And the puck loose right out in front of Hare, and finally put back and back of the CFM goaltender.
Come on,
Cassie. It's 5-on-4 right now, and a shot taken. That one went over the crossbar by Grulke, and it's punched to the wall on the far side. 1:34 left to go. Still 20 seconds left to go on the 5-on-4.
Didn't clear that.
And it comes back to Kennedy Grulke, who hangs on to it just inside the blue line. They need a
huge
clear
block
with 10
shot.
Seconds left to go. Block right there by Ashley Sloop. Still, Eau Claire has got it. They work it to Kennedy. She lost the puck. 3 seconds left to go in the 5-on-4. And now we're at even strength. And Biskin's going to go to the box. Paige Steinmetz comes out. Still, we need to get the puck down the ice with 1:05 left to go. Still pinned in deep in the CFM zone. And there it is. Paige Steinmetz. The net is empty. Eau Claire pulled their goaltender. Steinmetz trying to get it out in front. And here is Schemenauer turns. Oh, she fanned on the puck. The net was wide open with 50 seconds left to go. But we got all our players back on the ice. Here is Schemenauer turns. Fires a shot that was blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biskin, and it goes in. The empty netter makes it 3-1, and the dagger right there for CFM.
Oh, the freshman doesn't feel the pressure of the open net. I swear, you never see more whiffed shots than when it's a wide open net sitting in front of you. Joey just couldn't get the trigger, but Riley Biskin with a heads-up play. Oh, man, that was, I got to tell you, those two block shots were huge at the end of that kill for CFM.
Yeah.
Stevenson just barely deflected one wide, and then Joey with the big one at the end.
They were working on fumes right there. I mean, they just had barely anything left. So that'll do it. 39.7 seconds to go. The insurance, it's 3-1. And CFM able to push it into the Eau Claire zone. And now they'll just play catch a little bit here with a half a minute left to go in the game. Eau Claire works it ahead. There's the intercept by Lysis. And the goaltender back out for the Stars with 20 seconds left to go. Stepping up right there is Marley Sterling. And this one's going to come back to the young lady who just scored, Riley Biskin. Biskin hangs onto the puck. 9 seconds left to go. We're down to 7 ticks of the clock left. 5-4 still inside the CFM zone. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there you go.
Whew.
Well,
I was bored. I was bored for
it was 40, fun at the end.
46 minutes of hockey.
Yeah.
And that last five minutes got us a little bit.
Man. A power play goal, 5-on-3 for the Stars. And I guess we could say we survived this one here at the end.
Yeah, barely came out of that alive.
Wow. Unbelievable. What a great game. So we split the season series. Well, actually, we're up a game on the season series, 2-1 on the Eau Claire Stars, and the Sabres pick up their 10th victory of the year. It's going to be fun to talk to Tony about his emotions and what he was thinking there with a couple of back-to-back 5-on-3s.
Yeah, I'm sure nerves are running high. He's getting a little nervous in there. He'll be excited, though. I mean, this is a huge win to have going into the seeding meeting next week. You know, the story that they essentially dominated them earlier in the season, too, and I don't know what shots ended up tonight. Maybe got a little more even there in the third, but I think it was clear CFM outshot Eau Claire and outplayed them tonight as well.
Yep. Well, good win to build on, and hopefully, pick up some pointers here as they go forward here in the final few weeks of the season. 3-1 the count. The Sabres win this one at Hobbs, beating the Eau Claire Stars. We will come back in a few moments, catch up with Tony Menard, get you ready for high school buckets to follow. Chippewa Falls McDonald boys hosting Whitehall tonight in our second game of the evening here on WOGO Radio. We'll take a break, come back with more. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. First words by Coach Menard was, "I'm sweating this one out here."
Yeah.
It was, wow, what a finish,
yeah.
Your coach.
Hey, Eau Claire doesn't give up. You know, they're, if you look at their scores in all their games, I mean, they're right there. They're hanging, yep, with, you know, top ends in the team or teams in the state. You know, they played, you know, Hudson. They got a good win over them last week. They played Central Wisconsin. It was a 3-0 game. But, you know, for Eau Claire to be in the game, they're there until the last minute, and you can't count them out. And, you know, we kind of handcuffed ourselves there at the end by, you know, going in the box too much there at the end of the third period. But, you know, the girls battled. You know, they did what they needed to do to get that win.
2 5-on-3s,
mm-hmm,
at the end. There were hardly any penalties called,
yeah,
until right at the end,
mm-hmm,
of the game. Talk to me about what was going on in the box. What were you thinking? What were the girls talking about down there?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's just, you know, both teams really wanting this win. Like I said, I think if Eau Claire got that win, you know, they could be potentially battling for a home playoff game. We wanted that one to try to help us get, you know, as high of a seat as we can come playoff time. And it's two teams that are so familiar with each other that they're just going to keep battling. And so I think when it gets close and it's a tight game, you know, the emotions are just right there. And so, you know, you got to find a way to stay in check and ride that fine line of playing off the emotions but not going over it. And, you know, there's a little couple times where we just went over, you know, that line, and, you know, it kind of put us in a bad situation. But the girls found a way to get it done, and super, super happy for them.
Kept looking for a clear right there at the end. And they were just – they were working on fumes at the end that last shift.
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, that's kind of when you call in the more experienced girls to kind of try to close things out. But, you know, like we talked before the game, we wanted to see our sophomores and those younger girls step up. And, I mean, what a play between Emma Lynn and Tessa and Addie Biskin to get that game started and getting that goal early. And in the locker room, we talked about how important that first goal is for us as a team mentally. And it kind of keeps us in the game because we know we have the ability to finish a game out. And we just got to put ourselves in a situation to be able to finish out. And getting that first goal right away gives us that chance. And everybody just stepped up today. And now we're just looking forward to, you know, competing and trying to build some momentum up. Still trying to find a way to get four goals against good opponents. Yep. That's kind of where we want to get. But, you know, we're finding ways to win close games. And come playoff time, games are going to be close. So we know how to win close games, and I think that's going to help us down the stretch.
Well, both of us thought the ice was tilted in your direction most of the game. Yep. It just seemed like you get a chance and it kind of break down just at the last second.
Yeah, it just, I mean, in the second period, there was a couple pucks sitting right in the crease, or we had defensemen, you know, coming up the dots with the puck in the offensive zone, and we just weren't hitting the shot where we needed to. And, you know, it's one thing that we just get to keep working on is scoring, and it's fun for the girls to work on that in practice. You know, I think other phases of the game, offense, defense, neutral zone, we're all pretty good on that. So we just got to find a way to make sure, you know, we capitalize on our opportunities, because, you know, we get two, three of those in the second period. You know, it's not going to be as close at the end.
Yeah. Well, you got win number 10 and something to take to the seeding meeting.
Yep. Win number 10, that gives us six wins in our against sectional opponents this year. I think we're 6-3 now. And that, you know, depending on how the outcome with the Hudson Fusion game is, either we have the most wins in the section or, you know, we'd be tied with the Fusion then. So, you know, wish we could have played them one more time before the C meeting, but that's just how the schedule worked this year.
Well, congratulations. Got the win. You needed a win. Got the game you needed to win here tonight.
Yep. So keep it rolling this weekend.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Tony Menard right there, head coach of the CFM Sabres with the huge win here on the road at Eau Claire. Our post-game show brought to you by Post Glass, Mirror, and Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices. Commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. All right, time for the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, limited scoring here for much of the game. CFM got the first one. Addie Biskin with the tally at 152 of the first. And Mikhail and I both thought, well, that's going to take off. Might be a lopsided win, but just didn't develop. 152 of the first period. Then we had to wait till the second. It was Marley Sterling from the D spot at 922 of the second. The helper coming from Joey Schemenauer. And 2-0. Then it got interesting late in the game with a couple of penalties back-to-back, a couple of five-on-threes for Eau Claire, and they scored. It was Kennedy Grulke, a power play, five-on-three power play at 13:07 of the third period. Then Riley Biskin went to the box, and another five-on-three, and we had to fight that one off, and Biskin made up for it with the empty netter at the end, and Riley picks up her third goal of the season, and a big one right there for the insurance as CFM beats the Eau Claire Stars here tonight 3-1. So very entertaining game. Could have taken a nap maybe until the end of the third period, but lots of fun there at the end.
Yeah, a little too much fun, as Tony said, too. It got a little too interesting. Like you mentioned, emotions got the better of them in a couple spaces, and they got hit for it, but in the end, it's nice to lock up that you know, they faced some adversity, they came through it. Like you said, that's going to be so crucial for them through their playoffs. So, you know, you take the one good thing maybe out of this game is that they got through that adversity and came out
absolutely
on top.
So they pick up their 10th win of the season, a huge one against a sectional opponent, and it's something that Tony Menard can take with him to the seating meeting here in about a week and a half or so. That's it for this game. We got high school basketball for you next. Caleb and Mark Maloney standing by in at McDonald as the Max boys basketball team hosts Whitehall. And so we'll send it to him next for Michaela Hogan, Dawson Halverson, Awesome Dawson back in the Logo Studios. I'm Greg Stewart. Final again. It was the CFM Sabres defeating the Eau Claire Stars 3-1 tonight in high school hockey. Have more high school hockey on Thursday night as the Chi-High Cardinal boys team will host the Hudson Raiders in what should be a barn burner. We'll have that for you at 6:40 Thursday night. That's it from Hobbs Ice Center. Stay tuned for Buckets at McDonald. Greg and Michaela here. Thank you. This has been Sabres Hockey on WOGO. Good night, everybody.
WOGO, your sports station.
Sabres Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.